Project Management Insights, providing project managers with professional development in the interpersonal skills areas of leadership, team building, and communication. Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode of Project Management Insights. I've been reading a great book recently and I hope to speak with the author on one of the podcast episodes coming up soon. And it had me dive into this space about projects because often I believe the projects are started or even thought about in a different context that then the reason for creating the project, setting the project off, actually setting up what we know as a project is all wrong and from the wrong place, or I suppose the incorrect place of thinking in my mind from the start. I want to go to a definition that I've found for project. And it says, an individual or collaborative enterprise that is carefully planned and designed to achieve a particular aim. Now, that aim in my world is change. And I think the reason that so many projects fail is that we don't start from the place of what is the change that we want to make. Where are we grounded in the change? Is it a process change? Is it a system change? Is it a people-oriented change? We don't think about what the change is that we are going to be making. And that might be adding something to a business. So the change might involve taking up an opportunity to expand, to merge, to go from, you know, point A to point B from an organization that's only in one part of a country to nationwide or to international. It's all change. And we lose sight of that, and that's what creates the problem. And I'm going to create it a problem initially, because we don't then think about what is the case that we need to make in order for this to stand up, stack up, work, basically work. What is going to make this change that we want to make work? That's what a project is all about. How do we achieve the change from point A, where we are now, to point B, where we want to be? And in that place, it's only when we understand that and have the very strong view, the very strong detail, the very strong information, that we are able to put together a business case that says, here is the valid reason for us to make this change. As I said, whether that is shifting something from one way, you know, not automated to automated, or adding something to the business, but it all starts with the change. William Bridges, in a different model that he has about change, talks about everything starts with an ending. Well, this is so true, because what we're talking about is we're stopping the way we're doing business right now, and we're going to do it differently. And it's only when we think about what is the difference between where we are now and where we want to be that we fully understand why we would need to collaboratively or individually start out on a path of making something different. And a project is none other than the organization of how we are going to do that, planning it, understanding the time that it's going to take, understanding the money that it's going to take, and in the broader context, the amount of people or the resources that it's going to take to make that change. But if we don't have that foundation right of really clear, being clear about what is the change we want to make and what is the desired outcome of the change, and setting that in stone, concrete, whatever you want to make it, we need those defined boundaries, because this is where scope creep comes in a lot. And I was reading in this particular book about all of the projects that blew out to sometimes 200 or 300 times the original budgeted amount. Now, that's not a well-designed and well-planned project. To me, that's a false way of going about making a change, because what you're doing is you are adding on pieces and adding on pieces and adding on pieces. Well, that's not what you set out to do at the start of this defined project, defined change that you want to make. You want to change the change as you're going along. Well, that's not the way a project normally works, and it's why so many projects fail. The business case should be the guiding force that says, this is the definition of what we are going to do. This is the defined outcome that we are going to have. And here are the benefits that we see from undertaking this project, in inverted commas, to make the change that we want for the business. So be clear first. What is it that you want to change? How do you want to change it? What are the boundaries of that change? Develop your business case around that. Then there will be no issue of you having an unsuccessful project, because it's only when those things aren't solidified, spelled out, and understood by everyone working on this plan of action, the project, that projects fail, that the change fails. So any business leader needs to be the one to direct from the start, creating the clarity of what's the change, what is it that you want as an outcome, and how are you going to, what boundaries are you going to set around that? And then it's up to them to ensure that the business case that's written stacks up, is really solid, very clearly defines those boundaries and what's going to be achieved, and the benefits that the business is going to get from it. But start off without this and your project will fail. It will not be the change that the business wants. It will not create the change that the business wants. There's no way that it can. All it's going to do is create a big black hole in your finances. It's going to create a lot of stress and a lot of upset in the business. And it means that ultimately, what they want as an outcome won't be delivered. So it's up to business leaders to clearly define the change, what it should look like, how it should be, what it should look like as an end delivery. And from there, a project manager and a project team can deliver to that outcome. And the very, very important piece here is that solid business case. So learn to develop a very strong and very solid business case. And that way your project can only succeed. All right, that's it from me for another episode of Project Management Insights. Remember to like, to rate the Project Management Insights podcast and share it all you like. The more people that are listening to the podcast, the more I will be able to develop what's needed by you, the listeners. And if you have anything that you want me to touch on or talk about in a future episode, please drop me an email, karen@projectmanagementinsights.com, or reach out via the contact form on the website. And I look forward to speaking to you again next week for another episode of Project Management Insights. Thank you for listening to this Project Management Insights podcast. Be sure to visit projectmanagementinsight.com and sign up for our monthly newsletter, or to receive updates on upcoming training.